That was quite an opening. Hey, welcome to Tony B's Money Show. Yes, we're going to be talking about money today. This is a series that I'm starting, and that was our kickoff introduction. Money, money, money. Hey, Tony Beers, how you doing? How's it going? Today is Wednesday. Listen, I want to thank all of you all for your prayers, your well wishes, your emails, your video texts. It was really great to hear from everyone. As some of you may not know, Tony B was in the hospital. Yes, I was in the hospital last week. I had a procedure, and my goal was to get in and out of the hospital before there was a major news surge. So I want to thank you all. I'm broadcasting live from Tony B Studios at my house. And so I'm still in recuperation mode. And I want to thank all of you for your well wishes and your prayers. Truly, they're grateful. I'm grateful that you were thinking of me and that you're still thinking about me. I'm still asking you to continue to send good wishes this way. I'm not totally there yet, but I am starting to get it together. Anyway, this is our money show. And before we get started, I just wanted to talk about those T-shirts. Yes, the Tony B Radio Show T-shirts. Several of you have already gotten them, and you simply write in to me, Tony B, make it out to Tony B, for the Cooking with the Hot Sauce T-shirt with Tony B's radio show on the shirt. And so you simply write in to P.O. Box 517, that's Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. I'll say it slow and one more time. P.O. Box 517, Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. All right, without further ado, let's get right into it. The Money Show. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back and tell you the theme of the week. All right, we're back. The theme of the week is get control of your money. I'll simply say it again. Get control of your money. Tony Beers, I want you and newcomers, all newcomers are welcome. By the way, the criteria to being Tony Beer is simply you are very positive, you're working on your personal goals, you're operating from a spiritual base, and more importantly, you are service to others. So, theme of the week, get control of your money, is going to be backed by a scripture, which is Timothy 6:10. Okay, Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all of evil, which while some coveted after it, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So there you have it, Timothy 6, "For the love of money is the root of all of evil, which while some coveted after them, they have erred from the faith." And so I'm introducing various segments throughout our upcoming fall and winter season. I just want to give a quick rundown of sort of what we will be covering in this show. So we did the theme of the week, the scripture of the week. I have a new segment called Darnell's Diamond Nuggets. After that, we're going to hear the Tony B exercise song, which is Toe to Toe. And we're going to obviously have Tony B Sports Arena, talk a little bit about book club, and give you an update on the Blue Bench topics. Those are some of the rundowns of the show. So without further ado, I'd like for you all to welcome Darnell's Diamond Nuggets. Here's Darnell.
Good morning and hello to everyone. I'm Darnell Haynes of Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City. Thanks for my friend Tony B for inspiring me to introduce this new segment entitled Darnell's Diamond Nuggets. The topic for this morning is taken from Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. This verse keeps our life's goals, our visions, and our legacy front and center when we choose how to use our money today. When we weigh what we want now against what we really want later, we realize how temporary satisfaction pales in comparison to a legacy of purpose and generational fulfillment. What does it mean to leave a legacy? In simple terms, a legacy is passed from one generation to the next and often refers to a gift of money or property. It could also include godly character qualities like integrity and trustworthiness. I believe there's several reasons that it's important to leave a legacy, but I'll just mention a few. First, to make you reflect and decide what's most important in your life. Second, to support the people and causes that are important to you. And third, to share your blessings and service to others. God just didn't bless you to sit on your blessings. He wants you to bless others. Our family recently established a legacy project in loving memory of Edward J. Davy, my wife's father. He passed on 7 years ago. He was an only child. He helped his father, Claude Davy, build a small two-bedroom, one-bath house in the 1930s on the corner of Wingate and Davy Street. This particular corner was named after his father. When he passed away, he left that property, and as a lasting tribute to him, Edward J. Davy, the family constructed a duplex on the property and installed a special Davy blessing box on the corner of the property, filled it with non-perishable food items, and made it available to the community. The blessed message on the box says, "Take what you need and donate what you can. Please sanitize and wash your hands before and after you visit." It'll be replenished by a coordinated and collaborative effort of the Davy, the Adams, the Haynes families, the local church, relatives, and community members in the immediate area. This is just a project that's one example of establishing a legacy and teaching the children to help others who may just need a helping hand. We need to show expressions of concern and love for others, and sometimes just a word of encouragement can do. In big ways and small, each of us can establish a legacy. I urge each of you not to wait to work on establishing yours. This has been Darnell's Diamond Nuggets, and until we meet again, stay focused and stay encouraged. God bless.
Well, there you have it, Darnell's Diamond Nuggets. So, just the history behind that, Darnell is a Tony Beer. And just like you, Tony Beers, if you have something that you want to contribute to the show, listen, write into me and pitch your idea. And there's a strong possibility that, you know, we will weigh your interests and, you know, what your pitch is about and see possibly if it could get on the air. But let's get back to our theme of the week, which is get control of your money. What am I talking about? What is Tony B saying to you? All of you out there in Greenwich, in Byram, Koskob, Riverside, going into New York City, upstate into Rhode Island, listen, and all across the country and around the world, this is a key topic. We're in the middle of COVID-19. Experts are predicting that we have another 2 years to go before we will get to some summary of COVID-19. Now, let's just expand that for a while. Let's just say that is really 21 and 22. 2021 and 2022. And so the top of 2023 is when they expect that we will be in the clear. So you've got to get on top of your money. Where is your money? How much of it is liquid and how much is non-liquid? Who controls your money? Whose names are on your account? Do you have as much money as you think you do? And so this is for people who are in the $100 million range, the $1 million range, $500,000, under $10,000, wherever you are along the money spectrum, it is important that you are in control of your money. Check your bank accounts. Check your fees, even on your bills. Look at your bills. What are you paying for? Is the bill shifting in increase month to month? Why? What extra fees are being charged to get on top of your money? Other things I want to say, Tony Beers and newcomers, how much money do you really have? What's in your accounts? Who are the beneficiaries if something were to happen to you? Get in control of your money. We're going to take a quick break here. You're going to hear some Bob music. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about money. So have I got everyone's attention? Yes, it's very, very important. Money. I thought we'd quickly go into our book corner. And so you recall last week we had Sonia Sessoms, and I had spelled her name correct. But she has a book, and the book is called How I Faithed It. So that's the word faith. How I Faithed It Over. And so I asked her to sort of introduce herself since I did the introduction last time. And this was just a quick little snippet introduction. Sonia Sessoms, and she has smsministries.co. That's C-O if you want to follow up on her or go to her website. Here she is. Hey, Sonia.
My name is Sonia Sessoms. It is so nice to be here. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but my family and I, we currently reside in Killeen, Texas. And really short or really quick, I am a lover of God. I'm a wife, a mother, a pastor, a singer, a songwriter, a lyricist, a life coach, an author, which pretty much means that I'm kind of dope.
Wow. So that's the introduction of her. Go and check out that book. The other book I want to highlight is, I think you all know about it, but it's called Cast, C-A-S-T-E. Someone gave it to me as a gift during my recovery. The Origins of Our Discontents. It's a book by Isabel Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Start reading that. I'm reading it. And let me tell you what my thoughts are, and then maybe we can talk about what your thoughts are. Listen, it's time to exercise. We got to get some exercise in here. Come on, move those arms, move those legs. Here's Toe to Toe with Joe.
Time has come for the change. Stop the madness, ourselves we save. Let's step up to the plate. Be brave. Let's go toe to toe. We drove the ballot box is your stage. Take this chance, let us rearrange. Stop this unbelievable outrage. Time to get us all back on the track. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together. Come on, let's all stay tight. Been blessed with one more chance from my side. So let's get this right. We all know we'll get.
Let's get it right with Joe, toe to toe with Joe. That comes from Tony B Records, and that is sung by Olga Salachi. The lyrics are by Tony B. I hope you all were exercising, moving around, getting those arms flapping, legs going. Listen. During this time, it's very important that we exercise. I want to give some shout-outs, so I thought I'd start off with Wiggum's. They're the food market over there at 106 Corporate Drive in Corporate Drive Park at Harrison, New York. Also wanted to highlight Honda Civic of Greenwich, Connecticut. Go over there if you're looking for a new car. Stanford Dentistry is located 7 days a week, which means that they actually do work on Sundays. That's Dental Care of Stanford. I want to shout out to my good friend over there at the Innovative CPA Group, Jim LaFave. Hey, Jim, 9 Harmony Street. We want to thank them for supporting us. And also, do you have access to your bank CEO? At the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. They are the experts in commercial and residential lending. So go on over to the First Bank of Greenwich and open up an account. We also want to highlight and give a shout out to Balance of Nature. You simply go to balanceofnature.com for their fruits and veggies supplements. They are really good. And also, we'd like to shout out to the Relief Factor. That is TheReliefFactor.com for stress, aches, and pains. So there you have it. Listen, we're keeping our money show going. I thought what we'd do right now is we'd do a blast from the past. Here's 1966. Summer 66, Supremes a Go-Go, singing Money, That's What I Want. There you have it. Top of the charts, 1966, the stellar group out of Detroit, Michigan, the Supremes. All right, so we've been talking about money. I think you all have the theme now, but I want to just give some quick tips about this money. Listen, start saving. COVID-19 should have you already in a savings mode. We're cutting back on our activities, so you're not necessarily spending a lot on gas, on going to the movies, on eating out, etc. So continue that trend, because wherever you are on the spectrum, saving money is a good thing. Also, being able to put your hand on some liquid cash. You need liquid cash just because the economy is slowing and not necessarily you can, be surely guaranteed that every time you go to the bank, all the money is there. Now, I'm not trying to create a panic or anything. The banks are fully stocked and ready to go. However, I think it's very important that you have some money on hand. And you can determine that based on your income. Whatever is coming in, set something aside. Remember your parents used to say, plan for a rainy day? COVID-19 is the rainy day. Plan ahead. I wanted to quickly read what the money supply is. The money supply measures the amount of money that people have available to spend, including cash on hand and funds that can be liquidated or turned into cash. And so that is part of the money supply. Liquidated cash, cash on hand, and non-liquidated cash, meaning your stocks, bonds, etc. Listen, if you have some tips about money and ways you're saving money or things we should highlight about money, I'd greatly appreciate it. Write into the show, TheTonyBRadioShow@gmail.com. Listen, this is October, and so we have, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Wear your pink, wear your ribbons, get out there. That's a way we could all celebrate. And also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so here's Olga Szilagyi singing lyrics by Tony B, Beware, our tribute to domestic violence.
When the end came smashing down on you, no idea with any complexion, no idea with any black and blue. But why you sit with your face to the wall, with the air from the sickness and the all, making you feel small. Too small, beware the stare, beware the deceptive glare. Don't ignore your fears, no. Beware, beware. It's the beginning of love's, yeah. It's the beginning of love's nightmare. Love's nightmare, love's nightmare, yeah. Telling you look for the signs, to keep it on top of your mind and only a matter of time before the character's fully defined and the one you love will quickly switch from lover to Frankenstein. Sweet words right before you sleep, but in the daytime all I can say to you is beware the gleam in the eyes, the hammer before the cries, the perfect backhand slap that makes you hold your breath. Beware the man. Beware frequent explosions. It's the beginning of love's nightmare. It's the beginning of love's nightmare. You need right. to look for the
That's soul. Our contribution of domestic violence. That song was written by me, Tony B, and sung by Olga Szilagyi. Listen, I thought we'd quickly swing into Tony B's sports arena, sponsored by Boat 30. And you know how we did a series on the James, and we were also doing the Jacksons. Well, let's jump right in and let's go with LeBron James. Yes, the Lakers and LeBron James win the NBA championship with the dominant performance of LeBron James in Game 6. He was voted the MVP, and they defeated the Miami Heat 106-93 to claim the 17th championship in the franchise history. And this is the fourth title of most valuable player for LeBron James. You know, he received it this weekend. That was number four. But there were two times with the Heat in 2012 and 2013, and then with the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016. He's 35 years old, and he's doing quite well. Forbes estimate that LeBron James' net worth is over $500 million, and that he's on his way also with most valuable players in the NBA, following Michael Jordan, who had six, to be, like Michael Jordan, a billionaire. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right. We're at the bottom of the show. I just want to thank everybody for coming along. Our Blue Bench is basically prepare yourself for a Biden win or a Trump second term. What are your expectations of 2021 in terms of the administration? What do you and your family need, and what do you and your family demand from whatever the administration that we inherited? I'm pretty much wrapping up, but I thought I would say a message to all of you out there. Listen, people are struggling. And to the God of the universe, be with me, guide me, show me, help me, teach me, and lead me. Love me, deliver me, and continue to be a support and encouragement to me and my family. We are all so grateful for everything, and we're full of thanksgiving. Our hearts continue to grow for world peace. Hey, I thought we'd end with Jay's song, No, which is a speak on relationships. Here's Jay singing No.
Don't move, I can't find myself. Pieces of personality strewn across the floor. If you leave, there is nothing left. But you've opened the door.